Welcome to another episode of Cosmic Love Letters, where we navigate the celestial landscapes of self-love, spiritual wisdom, self-awareness, consciousness levels, and cosmic connection. Divine connection. As we embark on today's journey, let's create a sacred space for your transformation and spiritual growth. Begin by finding a tranquil spot where you feel comfortable and safe. It could be your favorite armchair, a cozy corner of your room, or perhaps an outdoor space that resonates with your spirit. This is your sanctuary where your soul can breathe and expand freely. Now gently close your eyes. As you retreat from the outer world, welcome the soothing symphony of your inner self. Observe your breath, the natural ebb and flow of life within you. So much magic in it. Feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in deeply, inhaling peace and serenity and calmness and clarity, exhaling any lingering stress or tension. Feel your connection to the earth beneath you, grounding you, providing you stability. Now, imagine a radiant beam of light descending from the cosmos, connecting with your heart center, directly to your heart center. This celestial light represents your innate wisdom, your true essence, the divine essence within you. As your heart aligns with this divine energy, embrace the harmony and balance that it brings. Allow this tranquil state to prepare you for today's guided meditation. Today, we will remind you of your divine light, encourage you to alchemize your resistance, to elevate it into a higher frequency, and inspire you to follow your unique path in life. With your body relaxed and your mind at ease, let's delve into today's cosmic love letter. Listen with an open heart and an open mind, and let the words guide you on this expansive, loving journey. Embrace your luminous essence. Let it sparkle. In this existence, there is no definitive right or wrong. Only the intentionality, the spirit behind our actions, the alignment behind our actions. Use this as your guiding light. Place your trust in this internal beacon and follow its guidance. You will find freedom here. You will find freedom here. Remember, fear is merely an illusion. It's just in your head, in your thoughts. It doesn't really exist. All is well and will continue to be so. These conflicts may arise on your path. These challenges are part and parcel of our human journey, but see all of these as opportunities for growth, expansion, and learning. Use your pure intentions as a guide. Heed your inner voice. This will lead you on the path that is uniquely yours. The true measure of rightness lies in walking this path, the one that is in very tune with your authentic self. This is the only barometer you need. Your path, embarked upon with love and conscious awareness, integration, integrity, expansion, connectedness, clarity. Strive for these a little bit each day. Always keep this in mind. Make this your daily compass. Your essence shines through all your actions and presence. Always, how brightly you shine is determined by how much you allow your divine essence to flow through you. It's directly related to how much resistance you still hold within you. As you tread your path, aim to lessen this inner friction. This requires courage, my lovely one. The courage to push your boundaries, explore unfamiliar territories, and even relish the adventure. Don't hold back. Allow yourself to radiate your full light in all your magnificent splendor, because that's who you are. Rekindle your childlike curiosity, joy, and thirst for discovery. Your light is meant to shine brightly, to illuminate the world through you. You are essential. You are needed. You and your entirety, with all your unique attributes, are necessary for growth and evolution. You are an essential part of the grand journey, each step bringing you consciously closer to your true home. Take it consciously, savor it, grant yourself grace. All is well. And remember, you are never alone. We are forever interconnected, woven together by love and so much, much more. Together, we journey homewards.